views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now? And who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Now, here is your host, Dr. Susan Allison.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to We Carry the Light. I am Dr. Susan Allison, and I am so glad you're here. I would not have a show without you. So thank you so much for listening, either live or to the archive show. And just a reminder that you can go to the archive shows anytime, listen to past shows, and later today or tomorrow, you can listen to this show. So I appreciate your support. And I'm so happy that you're listening live, perhaps, but to the archive show. So how's your week been? I have had a busy week. I don't know about you. And it's been full of surprises and some challenges, but I've gotten through it. And I'm actually feeling very calm and doing well. And I might ask, you know, myself, why is that? And it's probably because of my spiritual practice that has been in place for many, many, many years. And I have had this spiritual practice really since I was pregnant with my daughter, who is now in her 30s. So it's a long time. So I meditate every morning. And my goal is to meditate, to pray, to do some deep breathing, some stretching before my feet even hit the floor, which is what I did today and what I have been doing for a long time. And it works. So I'm, you know, it makes a huge difference in my day. It makes a huge difference in my life. In fact, I was just remembering before the show that when my kids were little, they and my husband could tell if I had meditated or not. I would come out to the kitchen on a school morning, for instance, and if I began grabbing bowls and slamming cupboards, one of my kids would say, "Mommy, did you meditate?" And then we would laugh because it was, you know, rushed, agitated, and grumpy. Guess what? Of course I hadn't meditated. And they called me on it big time. Kids are smart. And they picked up on my energy immediately if I hadn't. So when I did meditate regularly, the morning went more smoothly. And nothing, or at least very little, could ruffle me. And I could navigate life with ease. And that's what the meditation practice has done for me over the years. And it's true to this day. Everything in my life goes better when I meditate. So I do a form of meditation called transcendental meditation, which has been around forever. I started this practice in the late 70s, and it's also called TM. So I can remember the person who introduced me to TM took me to my first meeting, and I was, I think, probably complaining that it was taking too much time doing that. And he said to me, if you don't have enough time to meditate, you need to look at your life, you know, 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon. There's something wrong if you are unable to give up, you know, give that amount of time in your life. You need to take a look at your priorities in your life, which I did. And I went to my first TM meeting and I really liked it. I especially liked meditating in a room with other people. It was incredible energy. And I also was given a mantra. So I meditate with a mantra, which is a Sanskrit sound that was given to me and that I'm not supposed to share. For, well, 38 years, I'll be honest. It's a long time. So that first meeting turned into more meetings, turned into full experiences at meditation conferences, and just really loving the practice that I have perfected or have used in my life since then. So it's like everything else in our life, that it works if you work it. And so that's what I have been doing for so long, is working it, and my life is going very, very well. So, you know, there are so many different ways to meditate and create a spiritual practice that works for you. So today, our guest will help you do just that. Perhaps create a spiritual practice if you don't have one, or share his own form of meditation that might appeal to you. So our guest is Wahido Murata, who was born in Portugal and has traveled the world in search of enlightenment. He's the author of the book, The Teachings of Osho and Tony Samara Reveal Change. He has spent time studying Osho's teachings in Pune, India, and now lives in a spiritual school in Europe under the guidance of Tony Samara. Wahido was trained as a civil engineer and has also been a physical trainer, tennis coach, NLP, and spiritual workshop facilitator. He has thousands of followers and has been featured in magazines in Portugal, India, and Germany. He also facilitates meditation events on a regular basis where he shares his work and the teachings of Tony Samara. Since 2007, he's been CEO to Tony, focusing on promoting, marketing, and publicizing his books and organizing online events and retreats worldwide. He has learned many truths on his journey to find enlightenment and shares his beliefs and experiences with a humble and open heart. So, hello, Wahido.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, and I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Oh, yes, perfectly.
Oh, wonderful. So I'm so glad that you joined me today, and I had Tony Samara on my show in 2012, how I originally contacted you, and so enjoyed the chat that we had and enjoyed hearing about the teachings and the spiritual practices that you both are part of. Mm-hmm. So I guess my first question is, how do we find our spiritual path? And I guess by maybe asking how you have found yours.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for inviting me to the show. I'm very, very excited. I would probably reply to that question the other way around, if I may. I think the spiritual path finds you. Mm-hmm. Just like perhaps love finds you, or let's say the right family finds you. I don't think it's something that you can perhaps consciously find, except if it happens in a very natural way or premonitory way, from a dream or from someone that you actually meet in a specific time that awakens something inside of you. But usually, I think you find yourself, or at least for me, if you ask me the question directly, I found myself in several situations that made me think deeply about things, about my environment, about my family, about my education, about my social interaction with the world. And in those situations, there are certain lights in the brain that light up and tell you that there is a different way of seeing things. There is a different way of practicing a life. And perhaps that's how I would put it. You know, it's several events. I don't think it depends on age. I think perhaps depends on a bit your maturity. Otherwise, I think it's a natural process. Many people tell me, oh, I don't need a spiritual teacher, or this and that. But in fact, it's nothing that you can actually find or look for. Usually it's the other way around, at least from my experience.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting answer. And I guess what I would add from just in my experience, that it really takes a readiness and a willingness. You know, it's like Shakespeare said, readiness is all. And I find that with myself, my clients, that there is a readiness. It's something's going on in your life and you just really feel like you need something or something's missing. And I feel that that sort of feeling inside prompts some of us to want something more.
Yes, I totally agree. And that's perhaps what I was calling maturity. There is something inside that really calls you. In many ways, sometimes it starts with people thinking about food and health and the different types of diets that are available, and then it leads to thinking a bit more about who practices already those types of diets or those types of rituals, sort of speaking, for millennia. And so on and so forth. I totally agree with you. It's a mm-hmm. sort of readiness that somehow is inside. Somehow your environment calls you to, and it facilitates the path. That's for sure.
Absolutely. You know, I often hear people say I'm unhappy. I think sometimes when someone's suffering, you know, there's something going on that's very difficult or challenging, that often will prompt them to find something that's fulfilling and that is not just physical in terms of materialism, but is about at the heart and the soul level.
Exactly. I often hear stories of people either from one extreme or the other. Either they are too happy, life is flowing so well, but somehow they feel there is something missing. Mm-hmm. Or the opposite, something so dramatic happens that, yes. You know, they lose someone they love, or they get into an accident, or they start feeling an illness that, you know, it was not there apparently. I often also yes. hear those extremes happening. Something that's dramatic mm-hmm. that shifts yeah. your consciousness, or that makes you see things in a different way, or prompts you to have to look at life from a different angle. It's impossible not to.
That's exactly right. We're mm-hmm. going to need to take a break, even though it feels like we just started. We'll yes. need to take a break, and we'll be right back with Vahido Marada.
Thank you.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. I'm Dr. Susan Allison. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. And I have a wonderful guest who is talking to us from Italy. So he is in this gorgeous place, I'm sure, near Venice. And I'm so happy that you're here, Wahido Murata. And we're going to continue our conversation. We were talking about what prompts us to want a spiritual practice or a spiritual, start walking a path, like what happens in our lives to prompt that. And we were saying that sometimes people are too happy and it just doesn't seem deep enough, perhaps, and they want something more, or someone has a challenge and they learn from that challenge and it opens them up to something deeper. So, Wahido, I'd love to hear about your journey. What prompted you? What happened to you that you started working with Tony Samara, or you started on a spiritual path of some sort?
Yes, I think, like I was saying, I think life brought me to a spiritual path, but I was raised perhaps in an unusual family. My mother is German. My father is Portuguese. I was supposed to go to the German school in Lisbon, but it was full. So I went to a Catholic school, a private one. And, I was I was going every day. It was not residential, but I was going every day to a school where priests are abound and teaching us all sorts of things, going to the mass. And, that was my upbringing. And then suddenly, when I was perhaps 17, 18, one of my best friends had a library from his father full of books. In Hinduism, in Jainism, and in many different religions. And he was a lover of Osho. And for me, Bhagwan was his name at the time. It was totally a different world. I didn't know what to expect I don't know. Somehow, at the age of 17, 18, I got introduced to Osho's books. And the minute I read Osho's words, I just felt in a totally different reality. It's just something in me clicked that said, wow, this is really how I think, how I feel, how I would like to live life. I cannot explain. It was so deep, so moving, but it didn't change my life. It just, started something inside, building up. And then I finished my high school. I went to university to study civil engineering. Meanwhile, I was a tennis coach. I was at the age of 20 giving tennis classes. And then my studies finished. And I had a girlfriend at the time. I went to Madrid to work as a civil engineer. And meanwhile, at that time, it was 2001, I met Tony Samara, because while I was in university, while reading Osho's books, while reading Carlos Castaneda, while reading Yogananda, many, many books about many different religions and different types of living, I also wanted to experiment Osho's meditations. So by the age of 22, I think I started doing my first Osho meditations. And then this was perhaps 2 years before I finished my university course. and became a civil engineer. And meanwhile, on the last year of the university, I've met Tony Samara because he had an ashram, which is a spiritual school in the Algarve in the south of Portugal. And while doing these meditation sessions, meditation courses from the Osho people, I then started also doing the same type of work in a totally different way, because Tony was at that time much more into shamanism and, you know, different type of Zen Buddhism meditations. So it was a mix of many things that he did. I continued because Osho was not alive at the time anymore. So, you know, to have a teacher, you know, right in front of you, teaching you all about these things, it was just mind-blowing. And somehow the point that made me feel that I was in the right path was the same feeling that I had with Osho, which I never felt with anyone, I felt with Tony. And that's a bit beyond words. It's a feeling that you don't feel with a mother or with a father or with a brother or with a girlfriend. Mm. It's a feeling of a teacher. You know, it's someone that you trust so much that you just feel bewildered. You know, you just feel that you can trust that person, you know, totally. So that's a bit how my life brought me to Osho, to Tony Samara. And then even after 2001, I've decided to go to India to live for 1 year. And that's where I met the Osho people in a deep way. And then, you know, life brought me back to Europe and to Tony and so on and so forth. I can explain a bit more.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I love your story. And I just also love what a seeker you were all along from the time you were quite young in your teens. And I think that I'm seeing this more and more now, that there are young people that are seeking the way you did. And it's beautiful to watch your progression through your life and coming to the place where you are now, still with Tony Samara and you know, being his right-hand person, in a sense, and doing everything that you're doing to support his work and your own spiritual work and your meditation work. So thank you for your story.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Yes, it's as I said, I don't feel that I did anything to prompt this sort of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I think it's more a lifestyle than anything else, you know. I chose in a way many steps, but, you know, sort of speaking, I didn't choose to have this friend of mine, which became my best friend, which his father had a library full of books of Osho, and then being introduced. I mean, I don't know why I picked up Osho's books, but, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of events that lead to a spiritual life.
You're right. You know, what I have to say, though, and I do honor you, because the doors open, but we need to walk through. And so I feel that there's often synchronicities. There's often sort of your intuition, your higher self sort of you in a direction, and you do need to walk through those doors, though. And I see people both walk through and also not choose to do that and not follow their intuition or their highest calling within them. So I do see that you did that, and I know that you're a very humble person, but I also wanted to say that everything's a choice in life, and I feel that you made the choice to walk that path, and I, you know, or the path walked you, or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I totally agree. And the only thing that I would add is, at a certain point, I would say blessed, or I feel at least I was blessed to have someone, which was actually Tony Samara, that helped me choose my path, sort of speaking, in a more conscious way, in a more discerning way. So, you know, many people ask me or tell me, oh, I don't need a spiritual teacher. Oh, you know, I can do things by myself. Why should I rely my my life have someone help me choose my life when I can do everything? You know, it's easy. And, you know, I don't need anyone. And this is what, for me, became clear at a certain point, that, you know, questions arise, deep questions. Shall I, you know, simple things, shall I go here or there? But more complex things, what is happening with my life, or what is the most conscious step to give with my work or with my relationship or with my family karma? You know, how to address situations that you have no control of, how to deal with depression, how to deal with events like people that you love die. You know, there's many, many steps that if you don't have anyone with the vision of the bigger picture, if you allow someone to have that vision besides you wanting to have that vision. So if you are able to trust someone that you believe or you trust that has that bigger vision, then I think perhaps the path is shortened. Perhaps you don't have to suffer so much. Perhaps you take steps in a more conscious way. So this is what I felt blessed in 2005 when I was invited by Tony to work closely to him. It was a surprise. I didn't ask for anything. And I was asked, you know, do you want to come and be part of this movement, as you said, or work with me more closely? And I said, wow, yes, I would like to.
Yeah, well, you followed your heart, or you followed your soul, whatever you want, however you want to say it. And yes. You know, I have to say that, which is why I contacted you, is that Tony Samara was one of the purest spirits, that, you know, purest, most humble guests I've ever had. And I was so moved by him. And so, for instance, I remember asking him the question, what is your mission? Which, you know, sounds very grandiose, right? And he said, I don't call it that. I don't really feel I have a mission. I am just here, and I'm, you know, I'm present, and I'm, you know, unfolding day by day. And I'm, you know, it was so beautiful the way he, you know, took it and showed his humility and his spirit in his answer. And I was impressed with that.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You know, one of the first characteristics that drawn me to Tony so much was his simple and direct way of addressing anything. You know, there is no put me in a pedestal. There is no... you know, choose what I think and do what I feel. You know, it's just, you know, okay, I'm here. Whatever you would like, we can look and work through.
Yes, no, it was beautiful. I loved his energy. It was amazing. So we are going to need to take another break, and we will be right back with Wahiro Murata.
Thank you.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. I'm Dr. Susan Alliston, and I have Wahido Murata here with me today talking about his work studying Osho and Tony Samara. And Tony Samara was on my show in 2012, and I was just speaking before the break how much I loved his energy, and we were talking about that. And then during the break, we were discussing how people can get in touch with Wahido or Tony Samara and study with them and so forth. So, Wahido, would you talk a bit about how to connect with the two of you?
Yes. Nowadays, it's so easy, you know. You have always websites. So there is tonysamara.com. That's TonySamara.com. You have wahidomarata.tk. That's WAHIDOMARATA.TK. And then you have Facebook, Twitter, you know, you just Google. You find everything everywhere nowadays. You don't have to do much. But besides that, there is a lot of resources like YouTube, free resources that people can just Google Tony Samara on YouTube and find a lot of meditations, guided meditations, a lot of videos about different topics, from meditation to relationships, to children, a lot of interviews also with Tony, some also with me on my website. And that's the main thing. And then also, if you want to really connect with Tony more than me, I feel like, you know, there is not much that you can gain from me, sort of speaking. But with Tony, it's inevitable to get something which is very profound, and you can get that with these online satsangs. You just go to tonysamara.com, you have the program page, and you just check the online programs, which are done through the internet, and you can access those events anywhere in the world, from Japan to Canada to the USA, etc. So mm-hmm. I think that answers your question.
Wonderful. You did mention an online event in June by Skype. Can you just mention what that is?
Yes. I mean, besides the regular, I mean, we have every day we have meetings. We call them satsangs, which is basically being in the presence of truth. And Tony basically speaks about many topics, and that happens daily if you see the program. But in June, I think it's the 27th of June, if I'm not mistaken, we have an online event with Japan. There is Natural Spirit, which is the publisher that published Tony's book, Shaman's Wisdom, in Japanese. It was a beautiful, long and short process to have that published, but I mean, Japan is Japan. It's unmistakable. And that will happen online through Skype. So if anyone wants to join, again, you just go to tonysamara.com or just find that information on Facebook. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is it ever possible to study with Tony Samara in person?
Definitely. We also have the Meet Tony Samara in Person retreats in many places in the world. At the moment, less often than before. I mean, there was the point that Tony was traveling all the time, mm-hmm. going from here to there, flying everywhere. It was crazy. So we had to reduce that. And now we are focused more on the online retreats or events. But, you know, like coming up, there is in the equinox, the eclipse, you know, that strong, really strong time in the year that Tony is going to be in Portugal in the Algarve, giving a 2.5-day retreat. The retreats have always been with the same focus, detoxing, aligned with the energetic work that Tony offers to people. You know, guided meditations and many, many wisdoms. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable,
wonderful.
The energy.
Mm. Wonderful. See, that's my preference, would be to work with him in person. So are you talking about this, like March 21st, that equinox?
Yes, yes. It starts
the
on the 19th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the equinox. 20th, and it goes to the 21st. So it's
fabulous. Wish
it's
I could be there.
Yes.
Wish I could be there. Yeah, yes. I'm gonna relook at my schedule, actually.
Definitely.
yeah, I'm going to. So I'm curious about your book, Wahito, and you're very humble to say that people can't get anything from you or not as much from you as they do from Tony. But I want to just congratulate you on your book, The Teachings of Osho and Tony Samara Revealed, You Are Called to Change. Why did you write that book? And I'm especially interested in the last part, that you are called to change and what you mean by that.
Well, it was, I would say, a 2-year process of writing the book and then 2 more years to publish it. And basically, I came back from India in 2005. And in 2008, I was still sort of struggling with the world of Osho. I was called to give interviews to the Osho magazine in Germany, in Berlin, in Cologne. And at that time, you know, I was still divided because the message and the way that Osho's world is being portrayed in the world at the moment was different from what I felt, and it was different from what I wanted to be faced with in the world, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
I was basically following Tony's guidelines, working with a spiritual teacher, which was Tony, but at the same time having Osho in my heart. But somehow I was not allowed to show that love in the Osho world. It's complex. Maybe if you read the book, you can understand a bit more what I'm saying. But it's like, you know, you love someone, but you cannot share that love with the world because there is several sort of rules and preconceived ideas that things need to follow a certain rhythm and a certain path. And if you come out of that path, then obviously you're not allowed to show that love.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Tony said, because besides having this teacher-student relationship, we also have a very sort of friendship relationship. And he said, maybe you should write a book about it. And I said, really? Are you sure? I mean, it's quite difficult for me to get even into the world of being a writer because I have no clue about writing. And, you know, I'm Portuguese, half German. You know, I'm fluent in English, but I never written so much in English. So maybe it's going to be difficult. And then, you know, 2 years later, I had finished the book and
fantastic.
I had, you know, poured my soul you know, whatever came through. I would wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, start writing nonstop for like 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, it was like lucid dreaming at the same time. I didn't know what I was writing at some points. I was just letting it flow. And then I had the wonderful person who edited the book from England. And I had the courage to, or perhaps not, but somehow the courage came through to publish the book in 2012.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know just what you mean about, I am a writer and I have my 5th book coming out in the fall.
Oh, wow.
And
congratulations.
It's so amazing. Thank you. But isn't it amazing when it just sort of, I call them divine downloads, that you have this whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the universe or it's God or it's your highest self, just speaking just right through and then onto the page or onto, you know, what you're typing. I found that several times in my books, if I could get out of the way, that it just flowed, you know, like you said, like, isn't it amazing? Like lucid dreaming. But I want to start, we're going to take a break in a moment, but I want to start this topic of you are called to change.
Yes.
So how do you think that we are called to change? Like what's your message to listeners today about that?
I think today is impossible to not see what is really happening in the world. I mean, we are bombarded from Google to Facebook to Yahoo to the televisions. You know, it's impossible not to start thinking about things. I mean, I became vegan not because I felt, oh, let's just join the movement. No, it became clear, and I'm not judging that eating meat is bad or anything, but, you know, it's impossible not to think about things when you are just bombarded by them. So,
yep.
You know, for me, it's not even a call. You know, it's like, you know, it's obvious we need to change something. You know, it's impossible mm-hmm. to keep the old paradigm. It's impossible to continue doing what we've been doing for millennia. It's impossible to do not see that we have a karma and that we have to deal with things. It's impossible to stay at the beach when people are starving in the other side of the world. It's not that we change totally our lives, but something needs to change. It's not, you know, like people speak about global warming and recycling and, you know, basically treating people with loving kindness. You know, it's impossible nowadays.
Yep.
And I don't judge people that don't do it in a practical way because, you know, for a long time I didn't do things that I do now. But, you know, we are just called to change from a human perspective, you know, if we face ourselves as human beings, there is something that needs to change. And now it's the time. It's impossible because there is no running away and there is no, you know, no news that show us the way also.
It's so true. And we're going to keep talking about that topic and we have a break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
There was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to We Carry the Light. This is Dr. Susan Allison, and I have Wahido Murata here with me. We're having an incredible conversation. Wish we had more time. And I just love his energy and philosophy. And we began before the break talking about this whole idea that he talks about in his book about being called to change.
And a lot of the people around me say it's too overwhelming. What can I do? I'm one person. And it just seems unbelievably difficult in terms of global warming, in terms of world hunger, in terms of war, et cetera. And sometimes people just feel like they give up because they don't feel that they can really make a difference. So, Wahido, share with listeners what you think that they could do that wouldn't make them feel overwhelmed and that they could actually accomplish to help the world.
I feel very sympathetic with people in general because I myself suffered depression, perhaps deep depression, many, many times. I say to myself that perhaps I quitted more times than anyone in the world. I feel so sympathetic. I feel that it's impossible not to face those really dark moments, which some people call the dark side of the soul. And when they come up, it's really important to have what we call a sangha or a spiritual community that can support you, that can understand what is going on in your life because they've been through it. And then there are several points that I feel that can help people to change, not because change is even important or something that you should do, but if you want to live a better life, I believe that some points that I've been learning with several people and even religions such as Jainism can help tremendously. And I can go through some points that might really make mm-hmm. a difference because they made a difference for me. And when you feel your addictions coming up, you feel your depressive moods coming up, and you don't know what to do, you're totally overwhelmed, you feel totally lonely, despair. You feel that, ascending to the heavens is the only answer to your questions and to your answers. Take a moment. It's not just that. There is more. And the mind plays a very, very big role in all these magnificent challenges that we face in life. And the mind is very tricky, from what I understood. Mm-hmm. And you really need to be discerning. That for me, is the first point. If you allow me to go through some points,
yes,
to be discerning is so vital, and this is why perhaps having a spiritual teacher helps a lot, or having a community that's you can call it a sangha, which is a spiritual school, or just a spiritual community, or just a group of people that you feel comfortable, that you can trust, that can listen to you and answer perhaps some of your questions from a different perspective, from a detached perspective. If you are so attached to your emotions, to your feelings, to your depressive moods, sometimes it's very difficult to, come out of the box and mm-hmm. look at yourself from a different angle. And sometimes it's easy for people to do that. So discerning, mm-hmm. Discernment is such valuable these times, and really be honest. Discernment for me means being honest, honestly looking at things as they are. And this is why, it's extremely difficult to go through divorces, which I've been through, losing the people that you love, which I've been through. And sometimes why some people do it in a more lightful way, if you want to call it, and some people suffer so much. Depends on how they see things. So it's good to have friends that can help you with discernment. And that would be, for me, the first step in any occasion in life. And then, if I may, there is a term in Jainism or in Hinduism, called ahimsa. And ahimsa basically means nonviolence in a very roundabout way. And it's the concept of, not hurting yourself and others in any way, verbally, with thoughts, and so on and so forth. It's very difficult to put this into practice because, we have so many emotions always abound, and we have to deal with them, and we have to deal with children, with people who are rude to us, with social economic systems, governments that try to impose you this and that, and it's totally difficult, but it's so important. And one of the ways that it's really easy, in a way, to practice nonviolence towards yourself and others is to, regularly, I would say, practice meditation. Meditation is, you know, there is thousands of ways to teach meditation, to learn meditation, to practice meditation. And, you know, anything can help, you know, just closing your eyes and breathing deeply for 5 minutes can be so important. You know, bringing that oxygen to your blood, bringing those energetic particles that you can get with pranayama, which is several techniques of breathing. You know, it helps so much. It's already, you know, medically and scientifically proven that meditation, you know, even grows your gray matter of the brain. So, you know, it's so fundamental and vital nowadays. So this is another thing that I would really say it's important.
Yeah. I'm going to just interject just for a minute, because meditating also for people who want to improve their health. I know that there are all these studies that TM did, Transcendental Meditation did, in terms of heart rate, in terms of blood pressure, in terms of cholesterol, in terms of all of it. I go to the doctor and they think I am a marathon runner. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a marathon runner, but they think I am because I have such a low pulse. I have really low blood pressure. And so I also recommend meditation for people who want to improve their health. And obviously you improve mentally and spiritually, but you also improve physically.
Definitely. And another thing that I, you know, came to me like meditation, that I really feel that it's important nowadays and that helps physically tremendously is to try. I'm not saying change, but to try a vegetarian diet to start with, you know, to eliminate some sort of, let's call it heavy foods, such as, you know, something as simple as white flours, something as simple as, you know, red meat, you know, fish, not only because of, let's say, caring for the environment, but also because of the many toxins that nowadays you find in those foods. So, you know, to try at least for 1 week, for 1 day, for a few hours, I don't know, a vegetarian meal would be very, very helpful. At least it helped me. Mm-hmm. It helps anyone that I know. It's not that I converted, but, you know, many people around me started thinking and trying vegetarian diets, and you know, it worked for them. So and all of this is something that I've been learning from Tony, and that I learned also from Osho, you know.
Wonderful. We are coming to the end of the show, and it went so fast. But Wahido, do you have one sentence? Do you have one little pearl of wisdom you would like to share with listeners?
Oh, if I may, don't quit. It's the main thing that I sometimes cry so much about, you know. You know, don't quit. Yeah. It's not worth, and I can tell it leads you nowhere. You know, if people think about afterlives, you will have to deal with this, you know.
Whatever you'll have to deal with.
You have to face it. So be truthful.
So don't give up.
Don't give up. Be truthful.
Thank
don't
you.
Quit. Try to be not attached to what is
Thank
happening.
You. Yes. Thank you so much, Wahido, for joining us today and
thank
for
you.
All your wisdom
pleasure.
And service. Thank you so
it's
much.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. And thank you, my incredible listeners, for taking the time to invest in your own well-being. Next week, speaking of wellness, we have Bill Gladstone talking about his latest book. And until then, remember that you carry the light.
You've been listening to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now, and who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next Breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.